T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and it is boiling hot. I mean, Al.
Yo.
You know how hot it is? Let me tell you how hot it is.
How hot is it?
That's Marcus Hayes. I walked outside to get in my car today, and my glasses steamed up.
Oh.
For no reason except humidity.
How cold
and
is your house?
Stupidity.
Very cold, I'm sure.
67.
Maybe Gail was in the car.
It's 67.
Maybe Gail was in the car.
And she's, yeah, Gail was in the car at 3 o'clock this morning in your dreams.
All right. Maybe she was coming home.
We got a remarkable radio program for you today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to start with the birth of the new Philadelphia superstar. Somebody everybody has fallen in love with.
Oh.
And I want to be the first to announce it so people will focus.
Okay.
Because I am having one little struggle with this guy, but I'm getting over it.
Okay.
All right? Then, Al, we're going to deal with some of the most vicious backlash I have ever received. I'm hearing from Marcus Hayes. They got it over at TheEnquirer.com.
Uh-huh.
The people that still love Pete Rose are on attack mode. And one of the people they're attacking is me.
Oh.
With personal attacks, vicious personal attacks. And I'm not going to say what I did on the email.
You handled it well, did you?
I did handle it. I handled it with a lot of delicacy, a lot of sensitivity. All right? Out, we got a new story about Ben Simmons and the great effect he's having on the Brooklyn Nets. That's working out super great. And we have his guest today. A lot of people have asked me this, and we just checked his Twitter, and Howard Eskin did not deal with what happened with Pete Rose, even though Howard Eskin has been a friend of Pete Rose's for, God, two generations?
Well, I will say this.
40 years?
He probably wasn't there. He was at Vermeil's thing this
weekend. I understand.
And I'm just saying, he drove home.
Yes, so he monitored gas prices the whole way.
Yes.
While Pete Rose was immersed in a huge controversy, Howard Eskin was monitoring gas prices. We will have Howard out at 7, and he will break his silence on Pete Rose. And he, oh boy, that, Al, I did not know till this weekend. Till yesterday, how sensitive that issue is. I just came out and did what I normally did and yelled and screamed like an idiot. And then I started reading the emails and I found out they thought I was worse than an idiot. But we will have, this led me, Al, to book a guest myself. Because I almost booked him as a private patient. At 8:30 today, Dr. Joe Fish will be on. The psychologist to explain why people, Al, have a hard time shedding their sports heroes when their heroes prove they're not worthy of their adulation.
Right.
He will deal with that. At 8 o'clock, Elliot Shore Parks for Training Camp, Al, on what's going on with the guy I'm about to talk about.
9 o'clock, Training Camp today is so hot.
And 9 o'clock today, Al, we are going to Detroit. Fine radio guy out there, Jim Costa, has been following the Lions.
Okay.
And my plan there is to make people nervous about the season opener.
Okay.
Because the Lions are doing a different preparation than the Eagles.
Yeah, I know. They're all over social media.
Yes.
And Dick Vermeil yesterday sent out an alarm when he was on our show out, right at the end. And I want you to hear that, too. We got all that. What other thing we're going to do? We do have Dr. Bob on, Al. He has given diet tips today because of the John Kruk diet. John Kruk ate a lobster, a surf and turf, a lobster and a big piece of meat.
Yep.
Then he had two
double baked potatoes.
Baked potatoes. Yep. That's a heavy item.
Yep.
And then two big ears of corn.
Ooh. Yeah.
He said he ate them, and then he weighed himself the next morning, and he was 5 pounds lighter.
What the hell?
So we have agreed. And I just want to, before he's out, Kyle Quinn is here. I gave him this assignment.
Right.
Now, if somebody offered you a $100 meal,
mm-hmm.
right, lobster filet, two potatoes, you would do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if you were 6'2", 127 pounds.
He's skinny.
You lateraled the assignment to Dan Wilson.
Yeah, I'm watching my figure.
You watching your figure? You look like a scarecrow.
What's the figure? Point?
Wow, you are not going to eat that stuff today.
It's a little early for all that butter, I think.
You have no figure.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Your figure is the number one.
Let me get to the birth of a Philadelphia superstar. I've seen these, and I could see this coming from a mile away out.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, right across the street from where the Phillies were destroying the Nationals all weekend, and Pete Rose was making an ass of himself.
Right.
Across the street, A.J. Brown took 30,000 people that were in that building and showed them why he's the next big star in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
He caught a ball right in the corner of the end zone, right, in traffic.
Yeah.
Everybody looked around and went, whoa, that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
And A.J. Brown, Marcus, you cover this. A.J.
Yeah.
Brown is going to be a big hit in this city, isn't he?
He's following the Bryce Harper template.
Yeah. All right. What is the template?
Be positive.
Positive.
Earn your money.
Mm-hmm.
Play hard. Pander to the fans.
All right, pander. I don't love that verb, but I know what you mean. I'm going to give you an illustration. Al, he did an interview on the Eagles website with Dave Spadaro, mm-hmm. the Eagles insider. And in the course of answering a question about his mindset, he not only gave you great stuff to think about, he even admitted something about himself. This is honesty and excitement all rolled into one. Here's Spadaro and A.J. Brown.
A.J., why are you a great receiver?
My mindset. I believe I can do anything and everything whenever I want to, and just how I approach my day-to-day efforts. You know, I try to stick with my routine over like, motivation. You know, I'm not always motivated, but if I can stick to my routine, I'm being very disciplined.
How, you know, Rhea, I know exactly what he means because I am a routine maniac, right?
Yes.
Because a routine keeps you in such a locked in that you're always ready. The routine won't let you not be ready. And he even acknowledges in there, I'm not always motivated. This is how I keep myself motivated. That's a beautiful answer. And that's a beautiful, beautiful wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You on board?
Strong.
Not with the I'm not always motivated part.
No, the I'm not. He has found a way to steer around
okay.
it. Not everyone's totally motivated at all times. Look at Al. Al's very rarely motivated. Do you feel motivated today, Al?
Yeah.
Looks are deceiving.
See the answer? That tells you he's not motivated.
You can hear it in his voice.
And then I said, hold on. Here's how you know. The guy's been in the NFL for a couple of years, and he's played for a old-school style coach,
right.
Mike Vrabel. And Mike Vrabel, this is the best thing. You can even see video of Mike Vrabel at the draft when the announcement was made that the Titans had traded A.J. Brown here for the 19th pick of the draft.
Yes.
All right? You could see his anger. He was on just before that, a couple of weeks before that, on the Rich Eisen show. And he was asked about whether or not A.J. Brown, who was involved in contract issues with the Titans, whether or not A.J. Brown was going to get traded. Here's Vrabel.
Is A.J. Brown on the trade block, Mike Vrabel?
As long as I'm the head coach. I love A.J. professionally, personally. I've gotten to know him well as his coach and enjoy seeing him as much as I possibly can. So, as long as I'm the coach here, I would want to have A.J. Brown on my football team.
They did not get rid of A.J. Brown, Al, because he was a problem. They got rid of him because he was expensive.
Money. Yeah.
That was all it was.
Yep.
And Howie, because he is great at the salary cap, he found a way to maneuver it so he could pay the guy. Got him long term. Got him out for just the first round pick, the 19th pick, second half of the first round. That's a brilliant Howie Roseman move. And there, Howie afterwards, Al, was explaining why he wanted to bring him to this city. Listen to Howie.
We had a lot of love for A.J. Brown in that draft. And I'm really excited to get him, just in terms of how coach can use him and his vision for A.J. Brown in this offense. And
All right, just help me with this, Marcus.
Right.
How exactly does A.J. Brown change the Eagles?
He gives them – it's like having another tight end. He's uncoverable in the middle.
Yeah.
And – he's relatively as we saw last night with the 30-yard touchdown pass.
Yep.
He's the kind of guy, who, despite not having superior size, Megatron size, he wins one-on-one battles against good cornerbacks. James Bradbury had him blanketed.
Yeah.
He out-physicaled James Bradbury, made the play, corralled the ball all the way to the ground, and that's just something we haven't seen here maybe since T.O.?
Yeah. You know, his name keeps coming up when you talk about AJ. You know, you keep going, you know, T.O.'s probably the closest thing to that, right?
And
that was almost a generation ago.
And he might be the best receiver in the history of the Eagles.
Whoa! I wasn't ready for that.
You know what I'm saying?
Choking. Yeah, he could be. You're
that
right,
that season
Tom.
He had.
You got a Quick. You got Harold Carmichael. And this
Tommy.
Guy. Tommy McDonald, right. This you're saying this guy could reach that level.
This guy could be at that level now.
Wow. And that's why, Al, I have decided to be in a generous mood today.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to look past the fact that he is wearing a number I hate right now on the Eagles, number 11, formerly Carson Wentz.
Right.
I'm going to let it slide.
All right.
I'm going to be okay with it. I've worked with my head over the past 24 hours, Al. And I've told myself, don't think of it as Carson Wentz's old number.
Well,
think of it as other people's old number that you like better.
Okay.
So I'm working on who else had 11.
Or you could think of it as AJ Brown's new number.
Yeah.
No, but I can't. When I look at an 11 in green, I see Wentz, but not anymore. You know what? It's time I mature. It's time I move forward. So I am offering you today as one of our prizes. An A.J. Brown Eagles jersey.
Nice.
Is that nice, Al? And I that was a special request I made to Sidney Webster to make sure we would have an A.J. Brown jersey today, among other prizes. And all you got to do to win today, the judge is Mr. Al Morganti.
There you go.
People, famous people, past or present.
Yes.
Who go by initials, not an actual first name.
Oh.
You got that?
Yeah. That's letters.
In sports. You
there's
know
some
we
people
have...
now, that's their actual name.
I know it is.
They don't even have
I
a name.
I don't like that.
I do. It makes it much shorter. It's
all
easier.
Right. Do you want to know what A.J. Brown's actual name is?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I told you he wasn't motivated. Didn't I tell you that? Rhea, these are two names that do not at all go together. I could see why I went with A.J.
All right, let me hear him.
Arthur Juan Brown.
Arthur Juan.
Arthur and Juan don't go together
Arthur
to
Juan,
me.
It's kind of hard to say.
Arthur Juan Brown.
Arthur Juan Brown.
That's an odd combination, right, Mark?
That's a tough name for a guy in A.J. Brown's demographic.
But then, when you say A.J. Brown, it sounds great.
It sounds cool.
It's cool.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for people. If anybody out there goes by initials, I'd like to talk to you, too, because I think you're telling your parents up. You didn't care for their choices for your real
name. I wish you hadn't told me that name. I like A.J.
Arthur Juan Brown. Let's start it off with my man Tyrone in Delaware. Hi, Ty.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
A.J. Brown, are you excited?
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
I mean, if you watched him in Tennessee when he was playing with Ryan Tannehill in a basically run first offense, he still put up numbers with a mediocre quarterback out there.
It's true.
So you come down here, you know, we don't know what Jalen's going to put out, but you got to think that he's going to be a lot better from the pocket, and he's going to be one of those guys who gets open during them scramble drills that Jalen can throw the ball to, which you saw in that James Bradbury play.
I just, you know what it is? I just hope he's open enough to make it easier for Hurts. I want Hurts to succeed, and I think he gives him a better chance to succeed. You seeing it that way, Marcus? Yeah,
absolutely, and that's what we're talking about.
Yep.
He doesn't have to be open to be open.
Yeah, exactly.
And if Jalen Hurts can digest that and trust that,
yeah,
that opens up a lot of it. And who benefits the most from it? Not Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert.
Goedert does. All right,
because of the style
of receiver A.J. Brown is.
Well, no, because of the style of quarterback that Jalen Hurts is.
Whatever it is, Ty, I want Hurts to succeed. Because I saw that movie made on Brandon Graham.
Right.
I know Brandon Graham's old and he's covered off leg problems and all. That cut was phenomenal.
He did that to the Saints last year, too, in open field. One of the Saints, he did that to him, scored a touchdown.
Ty, I love that element. I like a quarterback who can get me the first down with his feet if I need it.
Yeah, he's not one-dimensional. And remember, Jalen threw a lot of 50-50 balls to Devontae Smith, and Devontae would have been got the ball, too. So I don't think that would be an area where Jalen has a problem throwing a ball up and let A.J. go get it. He was doing that with Devontae last year.
All right, so you're excited about A.J. Brown, Ty.
Oh, I'm excited about him. I'm excited about that Jordan Davis. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Jordan Davis is a man.
Oh, my God.
That is the male of the species.
I'm just pushing people around.
6'8", 340. Oh, boy. Ty, you would look great in a A.J. Brown jersey. Give me somebody famous who uses initials as their first name.
Well, you got to start off with T.O.
How is that?
No.
I can't take it.
That's a nickname.
That's a nickname.
It's a nickname. No, these are people that you know his name is Terrell. You don't know AJ's name until I just told you it was Arthur Juan.
Yeah.
I can't get over that. Those names don't go together. Those names. I'm going to tell you what happened, and I don't know for sure. This is speculation. The parents couldn't agree. So, you get one name, I get the other. I like Arthur. I like Juan. All right, flip a coin. It's Arthur Juan.
Huh?
You don't know what my middle name is. It's a spectacular middle name. You don't know what my middle name is. The problem is Arthur didn't want to be called Arthur.
Well, that's probably true. All right, hold on. I'm going to guess your middle name. Because Marcus is the name of distinction to me.
I'll give you a hint.
It's classy.
I'll give you a hint. My first name is Mark, not Marcus.
No! How did you change to Marcus?
We didn't have football at my high school, so I played soccer. There were five Marks.
Oh,
20-person soccer.
Because Marcus is cooler.
And I was the captain, so I got to be of an iteration of Mark, and they called me Marcus. And the other four had to go by their last names.
Oh, wow. All right. Marcus Aloysius Hayes.
Again, my first name is Mark.
Mark Aloysius Hayes.
You're close.
I am.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's simple.
Mark Allen?
Mark Antony.
Oh, wow.
That is
really
very cool.
Yeah. See, that is a cool name. Yeah.
It's the one cool thing.
Now, why do you look perplexed? Do you know Al's real first name is Michael? Well, you got a choice between
Michael Allen or?
It's Michael Albert.
Albert. That's a great name.
No, it's not a great name because Michael's better than Al. He should have gone by Michael.
When Al was a boy, Uncle Albert was
a song by Paul McCartney.
Exactly.
And Fat Albert was a character by Bill Cosby.
Was that a Wings? Wings or, yeah.
215. You should have gone with Michael.
Your favorite.
You don't get a choice.
What do you mean?
They don't give you a choice
as
a
flip.
Kid.
If I had to do it again, Al, I would have gone with my middle name. I don't like my first name.
Oh, well, you can still change it. I got a couple of years left.
What's your middle name?
middle name is Anthony.
Well, put
I would have gone by
that's
Tony.
Taken.
Tony Cataldi.
Put it on your
You're lessing it to Tony Cataldi.
You can always ask it on your gravestone.
I just got back from Federal Hill.
Oh, yeah, you're going to jail.
You give me any trouble, I'm busting you in the kneecaps. Tony Cataldi.
Oh, my God.
215.
What's the difference between Tony and Angelo?
What's that?
There's no difference.
Shut up.
Angelo's the little brother who got beat up.
Yeah.
Tony's the guy who protected him.
Exactly. Tony is tough. Angelo gets his ass kicked. 215-592-9494. We come back. It's time to unveil John Kruk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. It's 6:24, and we're going to try a little experiment here, Al, a weight loss plan.
Yeah.
All right, but first, Dan Wilson is in, because Kyle Quinn's a moron.
Okay.
And I gave him a chance to have lobster, steak, baked potatoes, and corn, Al, and he said, let Dan Wilson do it. Mm. I have to produce Joe Conklin comedy bits today.
He just didn't mind.
I'd go with the meat myself. Yeah. That's
really
me. Anyway, Dan, what is our question of the day?
It's brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Which new Eagle are you most excited about? Jordan Davis, James Bradbury, A.J. Brown, Hassan Reddick.
I'm going to start with Marcus Hayes here because, Marcus, each one you could state a good case for. Hassan's local. Right? I mean, that's got to help him a little bit, right?
Yeah, but I'm kind of a line geek.
Yeah.
So, it's Jordan Davis.
It's Jordan Davis is going to get a lot of support because people love the big guys in the middle of the line.
We still love
Jerome
Brown.
I'm going to go with A.J. Brown because I like game breakers. Mm-hmm. Al Morganti.
A.J. Brown, he's going to want the quarterback to look good, too. So, he's going to
reuse.
I'm torn between A.J. Brown and Hassan Reddick because, you know, he's Temple. So, you know, I always go with the Temple guys. But, listen. We're all going to go nuts when A.J. Brown catches a 40-yard touchdown.
A.J. Brown. Dan Wilson, who you got in there?
Yeah, I got A.J. Brown. I'm a Temple guy, too, but I'm ready for his first touchdown for the link to go nuts.
All right, Danny, how tall are you?
I am 5'11".
And how much do you weigh?
As of last night, 196 pounds.
Al, could you look on a chart? Is that about what he should be at 5'11"? Probably pretty close, right?
Yeah, it looks like he's not fat.
But he told me something that was like bothersome. Rhea, he told me something. He confided this to me, but he doesn't mind me saying it.
No.
He does not have a girlfriend. No one sees Dan Wilson naked.
Oh.
No one.
Why are you telling me this?
Because one of the inspirations for for looking good is to, somebody sees you naked, they go, wow, Morganti's cut. Look at him. Wow. He's got a six pack. Who saw that come? All right. Well, hold on, Marcus.
According to the body mass index calculator.
Yeah.
My man is overweight.
You're overweight?
No. I guess so.
Oh, tell me 5 pounds over because we can knock that off this morning.
If you lost, your BMI is 27.3.
Yeah.
Overweight is 25 to 29.9. So 5 pounds would put you into normal weight.
We are going to bring you to the point where people want to see you naked, Wilson. So naked. And here's the... Hold on.
Something
Joe,
wrong
I
with you.
I was going to
what
a call with Joe
doing?
Rector. But
making
right now, Joe Rector is having a stomach issue.
Driving.
Apparently, he was picturing Wilson naked. All right, anyway, Joe, would you please play the John Kruk revelation during a very eventful game on Sunday?
People ask me how I've lost weight, and I say, I have no idea. It just keeps going away. The other night, I had a steak and lobster.
All protein.
Two twice-baked potatoes and 2 ears of corn, and woke up the next morning and had lost 5 pounds. How in the hell do you do that?
All right, so we're going to see if this works the same way for Dan Wilson. Uh-huh. I would now like to thank Del Frisco.
They are the best. Now, listen, for a quick drink at the work after bar, a big dinner celebration, you have to stop at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Philadelphia. Most stunning place. We've been there many times. They got that private
vault
down
awesome.
There for parties, special events, absolutely amazing food.
All right. Now, here's what you need to know, Al. I had absolutely no intention of getting that comp. That was done. I had already produced more than enough to cover the meal. $62.
That was not enough, but go ahead.
$62.
Look, Marcus is laughing at you.
Surf and turf and baked potatoes and corn. At some point, Wilson, you're going to have to cough up my $62.
Fork it back over. Kyle Quinn was talking about spending.
Now, here's what you're going to do. Get all this food, lay it out. We want photos of this. We want to send it out so people can see what you're eating.
Sure.
We are going to, prior to you starting on the meal, you will jump on that scale. We will see if you were lying about 196 or whatever you said. And then you're going to eat all this stuff. We'll let it settle for a few minutes. And then you get back on there. And hopefully you will be within Marcus Hayes' chart for what you deserve. We would like you around 190 to 192.
Why does he need to let it settle?
Well, Kruk slept before he. It was the next morning.
Right.
But we're not going to wait till tomorrow to weigh him.
No, but he doesn't need to let it settle. As soon as it goes in him, you can weigh him.
I don't like to be challenged on my
sorry.
All right? Let this go. Here. He's going to settle for a little while so I can milk more of the bit during the show. All right? Do I have to spell this out?
Apparently.
Apparently I do. So true. Let me go next to Mike and Berwyn. Hi, Micah.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Mike, I'm doing great. Are you excited about A.J. Brown?
You know what? I am.
you don't sound that excited. I'll be honest with you. I don't hear that much excitement.
Nah, my throat. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
But, no, I think, he does remind us a lot of T.O. After watching the highlights on Sunday night. I'm anxious to see what he can do with Hurts.
Well, I'm going to assume when we're comparing to T.O. that he'll be less high maintenance.
Yeah.
Because T.O., for all the tremendous talents that he brought to the position, by the second year, Al, he had worn out his welcome.
Doesn't it help that the quarterback and the receiver like each other?
Yes, yeah. They're best friends.
Well, that did not happen with those guys. All right, and I had no horse in that race. I couldn't take either one of them.
T.O., by the way, got into a fight yesterday with a neighbor.
He did? T.O. did?
Yes.
That's surprising.
Shocking.
Was he doing sit-ups in his driveway again?
It was a woman.
All right, anyway, Mike, do you have – Mike, what did you want to say on the field?
You know what? I wanted to ask Marcus, is Hall the real deal?
You know, it depends on – we had the same question about Rhys Hoskins, right? And at some point, Rhys Hoskins found the hole in his swing. When they find they're pounding the outside and the inside on Derek Hall. So if he can make that adjustment, then yeah. And the when Rhys hits the ball well, just like Alec Bohm, he hits it with his hands and he doesn't try to do too much. If Derek Hall can do that at his size, I walked in the clubhouse on Thursday, and Bryce Harper's holding court and JT Realmuto's there, and Derek Hall blotted out the sun. He's just one of those guys who's naturally big and strong. And if he allows himself to trust his strength, he can be the real deal.
Wow. That would be cool, too, because then we'd have a baseball player like A.J. Brown, who's the next big star on that team. Mike, give me somebody with initials.
A.I.
A.I. is, again, a nickname.
Yep.
People, during that brilliant dissertation by Marcus Hayes, he gave you one. Gave you one. Didn't even know it. He gave you one. This is not hard. All you got to do is pay a little bit of attention and you'll get it. It's not hard, Al.
No.
CJ's up from the city. Hi,
CJ.
Sage.
There you go.
Hi,
hey,
CJ.
How you guys doing this morning?
All right, hold on a minute. Do you go by CJ?
Yes, I do.
All right, what's your actual name?
My actual name is, it can either be for my first and middle or my first and junior, Charles John or Charles Jr.
All right, can I just tell you, those are all very nice names. Why did you end up just doing the CJ thing?
Well, my dad goes by Chuck, so I wanted to be a little different, so CJ.
All right, do you have kids?
In about 8 months.
Ooh, all right.
Very exciting.
If it's a boy, CJ, will it be another Charles?
It will not. It's going to be its own self, but the initials are going to be DJ, so DJ and DJ.
Oh, wow. All right, but you will end the streak of Charles's generation to generation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that with D'Angelo, Al. I put that thing to sleep.
So
I went with Neil.
Neil.
N-E-I. And he has confided to me it's not that great a name.
Name.
I said, sorry, I wasn't too good at that either. All right, Sage, let's talk some birds. What are you feeling?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited for Hurts. I think he's going to prove so many people wrong. A.J. Brown is the number one receiver we've needed since T.O., and the defense is going to be amazing.
Yeah, you got it all. So you would love to be walking around with a tremendous A.J. Brown jersey, wouldn't you?
Oh, I love that. I loved him every year in fantasy since he's been a rookie. He was my number one wide receiver, and number 11 is my favorite number. So, that would be great.
All right, so you understand this since you use initials as names. You are going to get the first entry. The first two have been rejected because they're nicknames. Who goes by initials?
Question, does it have to be sports or is it just anyone famous?
No, anything. Anything.
What about one of the most famous book writers, J.K. Rowling?
Right, it's perfect. J.K. Boy, does she have money? And she has become controversial with her political views in recent times. Very much so.
I don't pay attention.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Well, what I try to do is block it out. I am not as effective at it either as the Pete Rose people are, and that's what I'm going to deal with when we come back. Al, Marcus, you have tweeted out negative things about Pete, correct?
Only.
Your colleagues at Inquirer.com have written stuff and gotten some really nasty backlash, right?
Absolutely.
We are going to deal with that, and I am going to reveal something fascinating to you of how NBC Sports Philadelphia, without saying a word about Pete Rose, said a lot about Pete Rose. This is very cool what I'm going to tell you when we return. 215-592. All right, 641. Apparently, Al, I did not know this, that when you have a digital scale, you cannot scale, you cannot do it on a rug.
Well, I can't put it on any, not digital,
you cannot put it on a rug
because it's sinking down.
Yeah. Conklin went on there, and he thought he had an eating disorder. He was like 140 pounds. And then Dale Wilson got out there. What were you on the rug?
On the rug, I was 155.
Which is ridiculous because you already announced that you were 197.
196, but yes.
You are now, you went out there and you weighed it.
195.6. Exactly.
Hold on, I will go to Clifford W. Letts. He is our leader of measures and weights today.
Oh, weights and measures.
Weights and measures. What, is
that
right?
195.6.
195.6. So he should be around 190 after the John Kruk meal.
Yes.
All right, now are you ready? What's your strategy? What are you going to eat first here?
I think I'm going to, dibble and dabble. Probably start with the steak, maybe work to the corn, the potato. Lobster will probably go last.
You're going to backdoor the lobster.
I'm going to backdoor the lobster.
I see what you're saying there.
Wouldn't?
That way, okay. He wants to say, Al, he's like using the lobster as dessert.
Well, it's a motivation to get to
it. Is that what it is? Because it's easy to eat than the other stuff?
Well, it's very good. You want to get to it.
And listen, you are eating all of it or barf. You understand? This doesn't work.
If this was Wing Ball, we'd only give you four.
Would that be the first time someone barfed on the show?
Or? No, give you 5 minutes.
By no means be the first time. But you do this because otherwise the diet doesn't work unless you eat all that food and then re-weigh. All right?
I will have it done by the end of the show.
And just so you know out there, ladies and gentlemen, we are here to help other people that would like to lose 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. And that is why we have brought in our own doctor, Dr. Robert McLaughlin. And he will explain to us exactly what's going on. Hi, Dr. Bob.
Hello, Dr. Bob McLaughlin. I'm practicing clinical psychologist and reduce some surgery, as you know.
All right, Dr. Bob, is it common for people to eat a huge meal and then lose weight in their sleep?
Certainly it is. Happens all the time. Last night, my secretary had a seafood special, lobster, flounder with crab meat, grow-ups of bisques, 6 crab legs, assorted crab balls, and all-you-can-eat shrimp. She went to bed by herself and woke up with a sailor and a merchant marine.
All right, hold on. That's not... Doc, that's not a diet. What the hell?
I had a patient who ate a whole possum pie. Oh. And he played dead the rest of the day. Lost 14 pounds.
All right, this is... Doc, I need actual help here.
See, eat like a pig, sleep till the cows come home. Cows come home, eat one of them, go right back to sleep.
What the hell?
Some people say, you've heard of this expression before, some people get so hungry they can eat a horse. You eat the horse, next thing, you got to hit the hay. Don't eat the racehorse, because in the middle of the night, you got to get up and pee like a racehorse.
Doctor, this is not the diet. What are you doing?
There's a long history. People have a very intimate relationship between food and sleep. Personally, I would stay away from succotash. Of course, what you do in your bedroom is your business.
No. Doc, could we get to the actual diet?
Sure. The bean diet,
You
eat a bean salad, music to follow, toot, toot, take a nap, farty winks.
40 winks. It's 40 winks, Doc.
That's what I said.
All right.
Be
what
careful
else?
Careful of asparagus. It makes your pee smell. Not a problem as long as you remember to hold your nose while you pee. Of course, if you have beans and then asparagus, nobody's going to smell the pee.
Can we get to... Come on, Doc, help me.
Well, his lineup has got the lobster there.
Yes.
If you eat enough seafood, you can swim home from the restaurant. You get the fresh seafood, make sure you sit there and learn to behave, see?
All right, it's fresh, obviously.
Right. Lobster, on the other hand, very shy. Much better when it comes out of its shell. Lobster, lobster tail, even better. Little tail never hurt you, Angelo.
All right, doctor, could you focus on the diet?
Vegetarian diet.
Yeah.
Vegetarian diet. Make sure you switch sides when you're sleeping or you wake up with cauliflower ear.
No, that's not true. Yeah, that's
and you bury a couple eggs before you go to bed. Wake up with eggplant.
No. None of this is real.
Oh, be careful not to mix the vegetables and the nuts. For instance, squash. You eat squash with nuts, you're going to get squash nuts. Very painful.
That's it, Doc. You have been zero help. Zero.
Well, we'll keep the bill reasonable. See the girl on the way out.
Dr. Robert McLaughlin, Al.
Oh,
and
God.
I just want to say, see Joe Coughlin at the Puss Casino next Thursday, August 18th, the Evil Twins of Comedy. Don Jameson from VH1's The Metal Show and Mark Riccadonna. For tickets, go to joeconchlin.com. Scott is up from Barrington. Hi, Scott.
Brother Angela, morning crew, what's good with you?
What are you feeling this morning, Scott?
Man, it was a nice week, and me and my boy Billy and his son, we went to the sports bar and watched the Phillies game, but we were at the open practice, and Brother Angela, morning crew, they was actually doing a little bit of hitting. Newsflash, I wasn't hard, but they were actually tackling a little bit. I was surprised. I was real surprised, Brother Marcus, when I saw that. I'm like, wait a minute, thought this is a soft practice.
Well, you know what? Probably with 30,000 people there, they needed to entertain them a little bit. You
well,
know?
And they get excited. I mean, yeah. these guys like right. to play football. They yep. like to hit each other. I mean, one of the things people don't understand about football players is they love the contact.
Yep.
They absolutely love it.
Yeah, and okay. I love watching it. Scott, though, what about the Pete Rose thing? When you were seeing that unfold, what were you thinking?
You thought he would have learned his lesson from years ago. That had nothing to do with baseball, what he did now. He made himself, excuse my French, look more like a Jack ASS. I couldn't believe the way he was carrying on in that booth. It's not like he doesn't know the rule, because he was a broadcaster, wasn't he, Brother Marcus, years
That's right.
ago?
That's right.
He was. I didn't even remember that. You're right, Scott. But how did the Phillies keep putting him in front of microphones? What was
good
that
question.
About?
Good question. Somebody's got some explaining to do. It was unreal when I saw that.
I'm gonna give you some explaining in a second here. Scott, give me somebody who uses initials for their name.
I'm going to say B.B. King.
B.B. King.
Yes.
The thrill is gone, Al. God, he was great. I love that
Did you ever
song.
See him live?
No, I wish I had,
did.
Though. He lived well into his 80s,
I saw
too.
Him live in London,
All right,
actually.
Listen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you what's going on with Pete Rose, because nobody issued any statements of any kind yesterday associated with the Phillies, Al.
Mm-hmm.
They all scurried into hiding.
Make it go away.
Yep.
But they did make a statement without realizing it. Al, I received several emails from people who had missed the original Pete Rose appearance at the sixth inning Sunday.
Okay.
So they went to watch the replay to see Pete and hear all the crazy stuff he said. They were looking forward to, for example, when he first came into the booth and said this.
Pete Rose joins us up here in the booth as he joins the lounge. Pete, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Well, the only reason I'm here is because they told me I had to go up here and do this.
Oh, okay. Well, we're glad they told you to come up
here. No, it's nice to see Johnny again. I knew him when he had two balls.
That was up.
And they were off and running. All right. And then later, Al, in the inning.
So I think we need to let people know that John Kruk lost one testicle to cancer.
Yes. No, we said that yesterday, and it was inappropriate.
Oh,
it was stupid. But not as stupid as this sequence.
Joe said, Tony, congratulations. What did you hit? And Tony says, yo, I hit a high fastball. And Joe didn't know what to say. Joe said, no shit.
looped out to right field.
You changed the subject real quick on that loop out to right field.
I'm just describing the action.
I'm pretty sure.
Hey, first of all, Tom McCarthy lied when he originally said we're thrilled to have you in the booth. That was not true. All right, Al, guess what? So NBC Sports Philadelphia replays the games. Guess what wasn't replayed when they replayed the game the next time around?
The whole inning?
The whole inning.
They took the whole inning out?
The sixth inning disappeared when they replayed the game. How, is that a statement about what they thought of Pete's appearance?
I guess so.
So, can I play this out in corporate boardrooms, Al? So, all right, so now, the next day, they're all looking at each other going, how the hell did this guy run amok like this?
Yeah.
Who allowed this? He had already made a complete ass of himself at the news conference. He had already made a fool of himself with the woman reporter that asked him questions about his tawdry past. How did they then put him in the booth? Do you have any idea how that happened, Marcus?
I'm sure it was pre-scheduled. And, you know, the people who were in charge of that probably were either ignorant of what had happened or didn't realize, and this may be hard for you to swallow, didn't realize the ramifications of what was going to come from what he had said and done already.
Wow. What kind of feedback? I know David Murphy did a very strong column on what an idiot Pete Rose made of himself. I went nuts on the air yesterday. What kind of feedback did you guys get?
Well, I was watching the game and tweeting it, tweeting what Pete said about the testicle. And then he also referenced horse testicles after admiringly. And then the description of the hit in his past and the reaction. And, you know, the responses I got were either – you know, he's disgusting and, you know, the Phillies are idiots to put him in that situation. And those were overwhelmingly the responses. But there were several like, you're an idiot, you're soft, get over it, yada, yada, yada. And a lot of whataboutisms. And it was just like, this is why the Phillies had him here, to placate this lowest common denominator of their fan.
I was savagely personally attacked. I blocked more people yesterday than during the vaccine issues, the mayor of Philadelphia issues, the Donald Trump, Joe Conklin bid issues, all the issues that we have had over the years, Al. I blocked more people yesterday.
Yeah.
They were personal. They were vicious. Mm-hmm. They attacked me. They attacked members of my family.
Mm.
It was, I have never encountered anything, and my response was simple.
Right?
I blocked them, but I said, basically what I said to them is, if you are going to be able to look past statutory rape, you need counseling. Mm-hmm. You need your head examined, because there's no way to look past that.
It seems fairly simple.
Unless you think that even if it was your daughter, you'd love Pete Rose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people's daughters were in danger.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what that story, Al, took on a life of itself from a sub-core of fans. You're right, a minority. A small minority of psycho fans, all right? Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of you who reacted that way, get your head examined. Thank you. Keith is up next from Germantown.
Dr. Fish will help us.
Dr. Fish will be on at 8:30 today to help us.
Yes.
He's probably going to tell us to come in for a session. Right. Hi, Keith. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let's talk some birds, Keith.
Yo, and look, they look really good during practice. I can't wait to see preseason game. And I can't wait for the first game to happen with the Lions.
All right, let's talk about that for a second, Keith. Tonight is Hard Knocks, the first episode of the Lions' new season. Are you nervous about that game?
No.
You're not. Will you promise to call me the Monday after the Eagles lose 27-16? The Eagles are losing that game. I'm more convinced of it now than I was a week ago.
27-6.
27-16.
16.
All right, Keith,
I think it's going to be more than that.
The Lions are preparing the old way, and the old way will work better than what we're seeing right now from the Birds. The Birds have a way better team than the Lions. Birds are losing the opener. You with me, Marcus?
No.
He's totally with me. Keith, give me somebody who uses initials for a name.
The famous defensive guy, J.J. Watts.
J.J. Watts is a great one. Get it down, Al. Remember, Al, you're not only keeping track today, you are the judge.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
215. All right. Now,
it's a lot of letters.
Al, we looked into Twitter. There was not a media person in this city closer to Pete Rose than Howard Eskin.
Oh, no.
For years and years and years and years.
Yep.
Howard has not checked in yet on his opinion of what unfolded.
Yeah.
He was at the Dick Vermeil ceremony.
Yep.
And we're going to talk to him about what he saw in Canton and then what he heard about here.
What a day.
Howard Eskin's opinions on his buddy Pete Rose when we return. How are you doing with that food? How's it going, Dan?
We're getting underway here.
Oh, look at that. Look.
That's a very perfect steak. That's a perfect steak.
Oh, that is rare. It's medium rare.
Well, that's Del Frisco's.
Oh, it's
always
nice
perfect.
And it's like pink working toward red.
It really is beautiful.
Look at that, Marcus. Isn't that nice?
That looks like a picture.
Jealous.
Yeah.
I'm very jealous.
That makes you hungry.
Start eating. Let's go. You got to lose some weight.
You got six
champions.
You got 6 minutes.
What? I think the lobster tail's gone, right?
No,
not yet.
Oh, he's saved.
No, you know what? Can I say this already? You're a little too particular for me, all right?
A little bit, my goodness.
So he needed 15 minutes to prepare his meat.
Oh, he's got it all cut out, perfect pieces.
Just start eating, will you please?
I think his mom came in.
Honestly, that is not a good... No, that's bad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.